probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us tonight at 855-450-3733. We let you bring up anything that's on your mind here on Free Talk Live, as long as it's radio appropriate, of course. But, you know, pretty much anything. We'd love to talk to you about what you're thinking about at 855-450-3733 or on Skype at lrn.fm. Those are the SACL CAI toll-free call-in lines. And I would like to make a suggestion. This actually comes from Corey, who was our last caller on Skype. He didn't have a chance to get this out on the air, but he wanted to make a suggestion that students buy their textbooks through shop.freetalklive.com.
Oh, well, that'd be great. Yeah, I didn't even know that Amazon did that, but it makes perfectly good sense that they would. So you can do your textbook shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. And if you go there, you can find the country of your choice there, wherever it is that you might reside, and then bookmark the link, and then just use that link every time.
Sure.
You go.
Yeah, and Corey said that a lot of schools are starting this week or next week or something like that, and there are going to be a lot of people shopping for textbooks, so that's a great choice. And, you know, I think you can even rent textbooks now, or you can get e-textbooks for a lot of books.
Man, I hope so.
That Free Talk Live, as I understand, will still get credit for that.
It's really ridiculous what they make those kids pay for those books.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not a student anymore. I just remember it was such a ripoff, and I would always buy the newest edition of the textbooks, but...
You had to, right?
Yeah, man. Even I was in medical school from 2006 to 2008, and I bought a bunch of medical textbooks, and I spent the last couple of years when I decided I didn't want to finish med school just selling them off and got... You know, pretty much pennies on the dollar for them is really sad.
Well, they're useless essentially now.
Yeah, a new edition comes out every year, and
that's the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Planned obsolescence, and the professors play the game because they're the authors of the books.
Yeah. It feels like a conspiracy, but it's pretty much
true. It is a conspiracy. Yes. See, this is the thing. I don't write off all conspiracies. I believe in a lot of conspiracies. I just, you know, if your conspiracy theory is that Wiccans are running the Tea Party, you're going to have to go a long way to prove that one to me.
Yeah, textbooks, not so much of a stretch. So thank you, Corey, for that suggestion. And, oh, by the way, he also says you can rent textbooks or you can buy e-books on Amazon, and they're about half the price of buying a new book. So there you go. There's a tip for all the students. And I know there are lots of students who listen to Free Talk Live, so we thank you for that. Okay, let's go to the phones where Robert in Vermont is waiting very patiently. Hi, Robert. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Doing great tonight. What's on your mind?
Hey, I have to disagree with you on something there. You were talking about jury nullification.
Uh-huh.
I have to disagree with you on something here, but, you know, I think that the Free Talk Live coming on air and coming into Keene is probably one of the most, you know, fantastic things that could have happened, you know, in our area within the last decade. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the people that run Free Talk Live, you know, they're a part of our community, okay? They put in their input into the community. Now, why would you not want to be a part of a jury notification, okay? Because, you know...
Well, there's no guarantee that I'm going to get on a jury. Perhaps they meet me and they say, she looks like an anarchist. I don't think I want her on that jury. Or she has a PhD. She must be too smart to be on a jury or something like that. I've heard stories about that. I think personally I can have a lot more effect in contributing ideas and contributing something positive to a community by maybe being on this show or by doing other podcasts than by being on a jury.
Yeah, but if you carried on that tradition that way, then everybody else will.
There seems to be a lot of people who like the idea. I mean, are you saying that I should be forced to be on a jury, or are you just wanting me to want to be on a jury?
That's, I think, what he wants.
He wants me to want to be on a jury. Well, sorry, I just can't get excited about it. I mean,
well, that is what you said. You couldn't get excited. But here's what I think. You know, for me, what I kind of wonder here is, yes, you may be able to do more in the aggregate for Liberty by doing a really great podcast, but you do a podcast every week.
I do more than one every week.
Well, but you do a Liberty-oriented podcast, Pork Therapy specifically. I mean, you do the Bitcoin Talk and...
Let's Talk Bitcoin, Free Talk Live, and Pork Therapy.
Right.
And, so I put on a lot of content.
Free Talk Live is not going to interfere with your jury duty because you're here on a Sunday. So.
But it would interfere with my other podcast because we record during the week.
And indeed, it does.
If I have to get up at 6:30 a.m. to go to this court,
let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it could very well interfere. However, you know, like maybe if one Pork Therapy wasn't done, that wouldn't make as much of a difference. And there's really noticeable, quantifiable difference you can make in one person's life.
I don't know. I might hang the jury. Then it would get tried again, and it would go to
not
another
necessarily.
Jury.
Not necessarily. A lot of times, prosecutors just don't have time for it to bring it back.
Well, there's no guarantee I'm going to get on a drug trial. There's no guarantee I'm going to get on a victimless crime.
Most crimes are victimless. So most charges are victimless. Now, I don't know about most trials.
Okay, so then let me ask this question then: if you feel that way, then why do people go to courts? You know, like in team, and have the drinking game, or you know, towards the challenge tickets and stuff like that. Why bother doing that then?
Well, I wouldn't be able to help them because I don't live in that. I don't live in Cheshire County anyway. So
that's why I think you're wrong. Okay, because I think that you know we can all agree. Okay, that you know that criminal justice system, okay? It ain't right with all of us. You know, how many innocent people go to jail every year?
Nobody does, but a lot.
I'm sure it's a lot, and most of those juries I haven't been on because, honestly, I've never been called until recently.
If you were part of that jury, if you were, and you saw some corruption going on, wouldn't you say something?
Well, there's always going to be some corruption going on. I mean, the whole system of conscripting people to work on a jury, I just do not agree with. So why would I want to be a part of it?
Well, because
it's a tough sell. It's slavery.
So wait, did you actually get called for a jury duty?
I did. I actually did get called for jury duty. It was about almost a year ago at this point, and I didn't end up going in because I was going to be out of town at the time. Mm-hmm. It was true. I wrote in a letter and said, "Look, I'm going to be out of town." They said, "Okay, we'll call you in a month." They called me again in a month, and I was also out of town at that time. So I wrote in again and said, "Sorry, I'm going to be out of town again," and then they didn't call me back yet.
And you're just too difficult to get a hold of. Yeah, I mean, sounds legit to me.
Well, it was. I honestly was going to be out of town both of those times.
No one's calling
and
you.
And I travel a lot for work. I mean, it probably sounds fishy, right?
It doesn't.
I don't want to be on a jury anyway, and I'm going to be out of town.
Because I know you travel.
I do. I do travel a lot, and it's for work. And if I had to stay home and not make plans because I might get called to be on a jury, I'm sorry, but that would just disrupt my life a lot. And... there's no guarantee that I'm going to be helping a person who's on a drug trial anyway.
Yeah, but what you're saying is that even if you went there, you wouldn't make a difference.
I think there's a slim chance that I would be that one to pull out the heroic free stater move. And
I don't think it's that slim.
And acquit somebody for pot or whatever.
I think it's at least if you get... Okay, I don't know exactly where we're... which portion of the... I mean, there's a good chance
you'll
get picked.
Robert, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts.
So there's a reasonably good chance you're going to get picked, about 1 in 3. Assuming you don't run your yakker too much.
But... Why? Okay, so not running your yakker requires a concerted effort to want to get on the jury.
I hear you, right? Stephanie. I'm clear. I'm 100% clear.
If I'm honest, I'm not going to get on that jury.
I know you're. If you're honest and
if
very
they do
open,
a Google search for Stephanie Murphy, they're not going to put me on that jury.
Unlikely that they will do such a thing.
Well, probably because they don't have technology. I mean, they're sending letters to call you
Murphys
for jury duty. Well, it's true. But if they knew who I was, they wouldn't want me be on their jury anyway.
Agreed. So let's just their jury stinks.
Let's just get this all over with so I don't have to get up and drive an hour and a half to the courthouse at 6:30 in the morning. I mean, look, I've done FIJA outreach before, but I came to the conclusion that it's slavery, and I just don't want a part of it. I'm sorry. I'm not excited about slavery. Tell me what you think. 855-450-3733. You're on Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition. Are you excited about slavery?
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Shirking my jury duty responsibilities.
You got the shame treatment from Ian.
I've been called a bad libertarian.
He did not say that.
He didn't say that. But I think, you know, I think there probably are people out there who would say that. You know, and if you want to take me to task on it, go ahead. You can call in. It's 855-450-3733.
But I'd like to point out, these are the kind of conversations that go on for people that have moved for the Free State Project that are probably not being had for you if you live in the other 49 states around the United States. Mm. People, you know, people with a liberty mindset aren't discussing the relative value of going to jury duty because you're able to help someone versus staying off of jury duty because you're able to maintain your freedom and potentially do more for freedom by not going. No one is having that conversation elsewhere in the United States, and or at least not on the level it's happening here in the Free State Project, because we have a concentration of liberty-oriented folks. Not only is New Hampshire the live free or die state, and not only does it have a bit more of a cultural conversation around liberty, but we've had 1,500 people move and 15,000 people sign up to move for the Free State Project. And if you'd like to find out more about the Free State Project, you can go to freestateproject.org, and you can visit the 2014 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, where you're going to, this is February the 20th. Through the 23rd, we're at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. We're going to have all kinds of great speakers, and even better, all kinds of great conversation with all kinds of great liberty-oriented folks. It's nhlibertyforum.com for your sign-up. It's nhlibertyforum.com to sign up.
Right. Yeah, I will be on a panel about charity there.
Oh, we're going to have to get you kicked off. You're not going to do jury duty.
Should I be going to jury duty instead of doing my charitable work with free aid? Maybe that would be better in cases.
So I think that what you're doing is you're trying to weigh what one would do at a given time for liberty. And I think that's fair to do.
I just, how far does the self-sacrifice go? You know, if you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of other people. You can't help anybody else unless you can help yourself.
But if it costs you nearly nothing, should you, you know...
It doesn't cost nearly nothing.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but you do understand it's relative on a continuum. So if you're going to give up a paying gig that's going to give you...
It's a sliding scale.
The biggest pay of the year, you know, if you're going to give up that day inside the jury doing it, I wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it.
And that, you know, with my work, that could be something that happens.
Potentially that's the case. And I haven't shamed you on that.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'm trying to talk to you about is, you know, is it an opportunity at all? And you seem to be saying that, you know, it's not an opportunity in the least bit, that you wouldn't be able to put off getting up early in the morning.
It's an opportunity, but it's an opportunity that I choose not to take, and shouldn't I be able to choose not to take it?
And I think you should, absolutely, 100% be able to choose not to take it. But sadly...
opportunity I choose not to take, voting.
The liberty... But I don't think voting and jury duty compare at all, because you can't make the argument with jury duty that your vote doesn't matter, because in a criminal case, every vote matters. You can hang a jury.
Yeah, see, that's where I take issue with this, because I think if a judge... I've heard too many cases where a judge will say, this is how you're going to vote, and they do it. And the people just, or this is how you're going to, what I'm saying is.
The judge doesn't allow jury nullification.
Right, that the judge will just say, you're not here to interpret this, you're going to interpret it this way. The judge will tell those jurors.
That's pretty much what happens.
My point is that the government's going to get their way no matter what. If it's that big of a deal, if it's that much on the line.
Bull crap. The fact here is in New Hampshire, the jury nullification has been rammed through. It is now law. If the judge does that, he's going to lose his bench. Now, you can say this for 49 other states where other libertarians haven't fought through the legislature, and I know you don't like the government and everything, but you cannot claim that the judge is going to get their way in New Hampshire and that you can't nullify a jury.
One state out of the 49.
I don't care about those other 49. Those 49 states can be shot into the sun.
There it is.
Take Washington, D.C. and sink it to the center of the earth.
Mark's getting mad now. It's time to go to the phones. We got some calls on the line. Let's talk to Ryan listening in New York. Hey, Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Steaming mad.
Well, what's on my mind is I think people forget, because they're too lazy to remember, who the boss of the politicians are and who the boss of the corporations are.
Who's that?
I
the Bilderberg Group?
I suppose, No, it's just us. The average person is
oh, no.
I don't really feel like the boss of anybody. I don't feel like I have much influence on the government or the companies.
Yeah, I'd like to. You think I should send a? Should I send a letter to Washington D.C. and ask
hey, you work for me
to stop
sure
bombing people with remote control airplanes?
No, you vote. You vote, and
oh, you vote. I see how it works. Well, we tried that, Ryan. It doesn't work.
Well, only 15% of the people vote. Maybe if they got off their ass and quit listening to the radio and watching TV, they could go out and vote.
Well, but you as an individual can only have your one vote. So what are you going to do with that? You're pretty powerless.
Well, no, I think most of the people probably agree with each other to a certain extent. And
I don't know about that. They keep voting for crappy politicians, even ones who are like, yeah, I like Ron Paul, or I like Gary Johnson. They're like, oh, but I voted for Romney, or I voted for Obama.
We've heard it. The premise that you're saying that only 15% of people vote is somewhat flawed. In a national election for president, you'll see more than 50% of Americans vote. So that's a large number of people vote. But they vote for the president because there's a big ramp up to it. But if you're talking about a local...
That's 50% of the registered voters. Excuse me.
No, that's not true. I'll go ahead and look it up.
I go look it up because it's 50% of the registered voters.
So all right. Well, just remember where the AMP program.
How many people are registered? It gets down to a very small percentage at the end of the day, is what I'm saying. And these corporations, let's shift gears quick. The corporations are cash rich. They won't hire anyone. They won't pay anything. And, you know, there's another whole thing about unions that I heard, you know, another program. There's a difference in unions, too. There's public unions and there's trade unions, and there's a whole different thing between those two. But just think about who the boss of the government is. If 100% of the people voted, and I mean 100%, not skewing, but
if 100% didn't vote, that would actually solve the problem.
It would.
Okay, because that would eliminate, because then it's like, wait a minute, nobody voted. Well, then what do we do? I mean, the whole system falls apart. You're right. People are the boss. Okay? But the people got to stop. They don't need to engage the system. They need to stop using it.
Well, they're only allowed to have the illusion of power.
Wait a second. Before we go on here, the guy's just dead wrong, okay?
Well, yeah.
Wait a second. No. Okay. His facts are effed up from the get-go. He screwed up from the ground up. The voter turnout was 126 million people out of, 310 million people. Now, that includes every person who's mentally disabled, every person who's in the hospital, every person under the age of 18, you know, people that are outside of the country and unable to vote. So this is far more than a third, more than 33%, and probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 45% of the voting eligible people.
Okay, but this is my point I want to bring up again, and this goes to the juries too, is that everybody just needs to say, no, we don't believe in your system anymore, and just stop.
But any plan, his plan and your plan both stink because they involve everybody doing something.
Ryan, thanks for calling.
Everybody's never
going to
do something.
If voting changed anything, it'd be illegal.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, the SACL, or excuse me, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm.
You can go and get your free instant Bitcoin wallet. And this thing is great. It's a CryptoKit. So it's a plug-in for Google Chrome.
Yes.
You have to use Google Chrome to use it. Hopefully they'll be able to roll it out on some of the other browsers. But currently, I'd say it's so cool having this thing, it's worth switching to Google Chrome if you don't use it. It allows you, not only do you have the access to your Bitcoin wallet right there without having to open up a new page or anything like that, but you've also got a secure IM, a secure messaging service, so you can send messages to your friends and that sort of thing that are completely secure through PGP and or an email. It's either one that you can do right through the service. I think it's fantastic. It's a lot of fun, and it's safe. All the wallet data is secured client-side, so you never have to have it sent to any of the servers. Then this means that not even CryptoKit knows your password or has access to any of your Bitcoin.
If everything's being done on your machine.
Yep. And so there you go. The code's open source. You can be sure of it. It's CryptoKit.com. It's spelled with Ks, so KRYPTOKIT. Of course, that is how Kit's spelled, but it's, you know, CryptoKit.com.
I want to say real quick that if you are a person that's concerned about Google Chrome, and I understand that concern, there are alternatives that are Chrome-based that don't have all of Google's code inside of it. Like there's SWR Iron, which is the name of a browser.
Iron?
It's called, yeah, Iron. It's called, instead of Chrome, it's Iron. It's called the browser of the future, and you can use CryptoKit on that. So if you do have that concern.
Is that what you use?
No.
Okay. What do you use?
I use Chrome.
Okay.
I use Google Chrome, but
See, I'm just too. He's right. The guy who called in about voters being lazy, he's right. I'm too lazy. I figure if Brian uses it, it's fine.
Well,
it's fine.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, I use that for my day-to-day Free Talk Live stuff or whatever. But as far as if I was doing something of like, I mean, Free Talk Live is one of the most important things happening in the world, okay, in my opinion. But if I was doing something more that needed to be more private and more personally important to me, no, I use other means.
Okay, great. So speaking of the guy who called in, I managed to find the voter turnout. So voter age turnout population for the 2008 election. This is the, well, you know, the Wonder Boy comes in and everybody votes. 56.9%. Now, I knew that I had read somewhere that it was above 50% of people voted.
Registered voters?
No. Voting age population, the VAP.
Oh.
Turnout rate is almost 57% of people voted. So the, they're voting. And why wouldn't they? There's a year-long commercial going on for the state. And that's why, of course, they're turning
up. But who's going to win from that? The state.
Right. The state always wins.
Why does anyone think people win from that?
Well, let's be 100% clear here. If the argument is to not vote, then the vast, and you look at the number of elections that out there, besides just presidential, because this is presidential, and that's not all the elections by any stretch. There's usually another half dozen elections every 4 years in your town. But the vast majority of elections, most people don't vote. So that would be and the state has continued to grow. So that would mean that not voting causes the state to grow. If you claim that voting causes the state to grow, then you would have to then claim that not voting causes the state to grow too, because the state has grown and people have both voted and not voted. And more people have not voted than voted.
Okay. That's quite the argument there, Mark.
There's no argument for voting causes the state to grow. I mean, I know Brian wants everybody not to vote, and I think it'd be very interesting.
Does voting get rid of the state?
Nope.
Nope. There's never an option on the ballot to decrease the size of government, to get rid of offices,
I think you can find a smaller government
in
candidate.
Any way. Yeah, but do they ever win? No.
They haven't so far, but probably because the people that would vote for small government.
Yeah, they haven't so far in the 250-year history of voting.
Oh, come on, there's been the smaller government candidate has won in some cases. And
Catchers. We've got libertarian dog catchers.
The government has shrank in the past.
I feel that government shrinking.
The
libertarian dog catcher.
Post-World War II, the government shrank a great deal. Post-Civil War, the government shrank a great deal. So the government does shrink in U.S. history. You can't claim that it grows every single year, just every year that you've been alive.
Yeah, well, that kind of counts a lot for me.
Well, there's no real small government candidates.
There are. They just don't get elected and they don't win. Anyway, we've got people on the lines. I was trying to say at the end of the last segment, have you ever heard the expression, if voting changed anything, it would be illegal?
That's an Emma Goldman quote, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that there's a good argument for that.
All right.
But that's really an argument to preserve your time, not an argument not to vote. Right? Like
well,
it says, it's useless.
Preserving your time may include not voting.
Yeah, it may very well, and I'm all for that.
All right. Let's go to the phones and talk to Cindy, listening in Florida. Hey, Cindy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Stephanie. Yeah. I spent years helping my friend convert him to be a libertarian, but on land issues, I believe that really land, only land that's created. In other words, things in the land that you actually describe and able to find, those are really ownable, like chattel property.
Let me just stop down for a minute. This, I think, is sometimes called geolibertarianism, that really land cannot be owned, only things that are on the land that you made. Mm-hmm.
Geolibertarianism, they don't allow for resources to be owned, really, in the land. I believe they can really be owned privately. I don't know if it's that wise. I think the local population, I believe, like eco-villages or communes, and need to emerge. Voluntary. They all have different organizations, different ways of governing, but more with direct democracy. So I believe in that the issue of resources is something geolibs is their central theme, really. When they talk about land, they're talking about resources, you know? And I'm saying that, you know, I think it's better that we have the idea of the commons and small groups of people managing the commons. Anyway, so my friend, we were looking at all these eco-villages, where to go, and he's interested in the big place. And I saw someone novelty to me. I'm not like into communalism. I saw one in China. And I said, oh, look at that. And he went with it, right? He ended up going to this commune in Yunnan province and spending three weeks there living with these people. And they have three communities and in different areas of South China. Southeast China? I'm not sure.
So what do you find? They can look it up. Well, what was the community called?
Life Chuan.
Okay.
Yeah, we joke that it's a cult because he has his own cosmology. In other words,
oh boy.
They have a leader. And right now the Chinese government is, ever since like the last 2 days, he visited one of the communities, that they have been under attack by the government. They call them a illegal, like, religion, and they've been cutting their water supply and their electricity because they're not completely self-sufficient.
The
echo villages usually are. But if you look at their videos, they have the people dancing around, the gift to be simple, the gift to be real. I literally couldn't stomach that communalism, that level. But since he's come back, I've been making friends with these people online, and I love it, you know? But I couldn't really get into it initially. I was like, oh, that cult, he's going off to... Anyway, they had a helicopter over their place for like 2 hours.
Yikes.
They had a lot of speakers coming in, and now they put in a mobile police station in front of their gate. They're not letting them leave and stuff like this for like a regular...
Well, how do they want them to address this? Do they want them to stop believing what they believe? I mean, is it a religion or is it just a commune?
It's a commune. They're trying to do communalism, real communalism, you know, set an example for the Chinese people. I guess the government doesn't like that. They're not productive. They want market orientation. They're not productive. They're depending on contributions from the United States a little bit. All their food. Oh, they want them to leave. They want them to disband.
Yeah, Cindy, thanks for the report. That's an interesting. I hope your friend is all right, and thanks for letting us know. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. And the last segment of the show is coming up, so get your calls in quick. The Sunday Show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of Peak Nitric Oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of Peak Nitric Oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the last segment of tonight's program. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com is our website. We've got all kinds of cool things over there. But I would like to make a suggestion for you. If you want to help Free Talk Live spread the message of liberty, get on more radio stations, and continue to grow, we are on how many stations now? Over 120?
At more than 130.
130. Okay, so that's great. We are already reaching a lot of people. But if you want to continue to help Free Talk Live grow, if you want to support Free Talk Live, the way to do it is very easy. You can give $5 a month or more if you want to Free Talk Live through the AMP program, and you can find that at amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. All that money is invested back into the show. And actually, right now, there's a matching fund drive to raise funds for a full-time affiliate relations manager, and that's Daryl, which you've talked about on the show before. So if you want to find out the details, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You also get a commercial-free podcast and other cool stuff if you're an amplifier. So we thank you for considering that. And if you're already an amplifier, thanks.
Stephanie, that reminds me, your nice little commercial for the AMP program, that reminds me, speaking of commercials, you do voice work.
I do, yeah. I'm a voiceover artist. That's one of the things I'd rather be doing than going to jury duty. And my voiceover website is smvoice.info, and you can hear samples there. You can actually hear, I've been posting some blog content there as well, so interviews with authors that I've done audiobooks for and other blog posts about voiceover stuff. So smvoice.info. And Brian also is a podcast host, right?
I do. I have Sovryn Tech, which is sovryntech.com, as I am Brian Sovryn, and it's all about technology and science and how they can set you free.
Great podcast. I'm the producer, so I'm maybe a little biased, but I love your show. So
thank you.
Sovryn, listen to Sovryn Tech. And Mark has a podcast too, The Edgington Post, which you can find on Free Talk Live's SoundCloud feed.
Yeah, I'm trying to upload a recent interview right now. It's been a little bit of a challenge, so the folks that are waiting, I've got one coming.
Cool. All right. Well, let's go to the phones and talk real quick with Lonnie listening in Mississippi. Hey, Lonnie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Lonnie in Mississippi, are you there? Lonnie going one more time. All right, Lonnie, I'm going to put you back on hold, and maybe we'll try you a little bit later. Let's talk to Pat in Virginia. Hey, Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Doing great. What's on your mind, Pat?
Oh,
Just concerned about our Navy a little bit. Send my love and prayers and all that regards to all those families, the pilots and stuff that were killed in that helicopter crash out here in the Atlantic Ocean.
Like what helicopter miles. Crash was that? I didn't hear about this.
That was an MH-53 that took off from Chambersville here in Norfolk.
Okay.
Crashed this past week. And,
oh, sorry to hear that. That's too bad.
Yeah, I guess they're still looking for one.
Yeah, two dead, one missing, it looks like.
Yikes.
Yeah, I think the chopper's found. I think it's in like 30 feet of water. But, man, it's a terrible situation. Last year we had the big, Navy jet crash. I mean, what's next?
Well, I mean, I feel just as bad for people who are, in civilian air wrecks. I mean, small planes go down all the time. It's a shame when people die.
Yeah, it is. Living as close to the Navy is really, really hard to take sometimes, you know what I mean?
I know, Pat. Well, hang in there, and thanks for calling in tonight on Free Talk Live. Yeah, I hope you feel better. Let's talk with Amos, listening in West Virginia. Hi, Amos. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Again, I want to compliment you all on the show. I think, one of the most interesting shows on radio, even though I don't agree with everything. I really appreciate
you. Well, thank you. You know, when you disagree, it makes it more interesting.
And you can tell from tonight, we don't agree with each other on
that.
That's
right. That's right.
And I will try to send you some money for the AMP program. But anyway.
Appreciate that.
I just wanted to tell you, they've had that leak down, that toxic material getting into the water supply down here.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is like the biggest, as far as I'm concerned, this is the biggest news of the month, and it's not getting enough play.
It's stupid. It could have been averted if somebody would have just told the water company to shut off the intakes. They'd had 7 million gallon to work with. I mean, they ain't going to supply 300,000 right. people very long, but it would have...
Real quick, let's tell everybody the basics here, because people are listening that probably haven't heard this show.
Well, there's a small tank farm just north of Charleston on the Elk River that used to be an old oil diesel and gasoline terminal, and it's now being used for chemicals, various types of chemicals, and it's an organic material that's used in washing coal of all things, and it leaked out of a tank, an old tank, and they don't know exactly how much leaked, but then it leaked out and then it got under the dike that was around the tank and went into the river, and it's only like a mile upstream from where the public water supply intake is for the water plant. And this type of chemical, nobody's ever treated it before, and but nobody notified the water company to shut off their intakes, and then it went into their system, and their system serves has about 1,500 miles of pipeline and about 300,000 customers. And they said you're not to drink. You can't wash your hands with it. It's kind of hard taking a shower with bottled water.
Is it possible to like filter it out, or can it not even be removed?
You can't boil it or chlorinate it out. See, they're trying. First, they had to determine. It really wasn't rated as a hazardous material, but it has an MSDS sheet on it, and it did have some problems, and it kind of has a licorice smell. You could even smell in the river.
Oh, man, that's bad.
Yeah, tap water. So they didn't really know what it could do for long-term effects, although on laboratory animals it didn't really do anything bad. But anyway, they're getting it where I think maybe they're going to get the problem. It's decreasing in concentration, and they'll probably be able to, the water will probably be safe to drink real soon, but then they're going to have to flush out the entire system,
Right, because it's still residual stuff.
Yeah, it happened last Thursday. But anyway, I drove up there yesterday just to look around, and it's a public street or a road right beside it. And I just went on past there. I kind of looked around, and there were more cars and trucks in there than people. And I went on past. They had these vacuum trucks that were sucking the material out to dispose of. I went on past there. It's a dead end road, and I just was all looking at a trail around there. And lo and behold, there there's a cop that starts following me, and it's a public road. You know, people live on that road, and this guy is following me. And what he was is the airport police. And it's right, see, the property of borders an airport, the local airport, and this guy, and I went to the dead end, I turned around, he followed me all the way out there, really didn't have any jurisdiction, he could have arrested me if he wanted to, but he just wanted to intimidate me. But I think probably somebody running that plant didn't want people, you know, people around there nosing around.
I bet they don't.
Yeah, yeah. That's the whole thing. It's
Amos. Thank you for calling in tonight, letting us know about that. I hope the water gets better and buy some bottles. That's all I have to say. Let's try one more time. Lonnie listening in Mississippi. Hey, Lonnie, can you hear me? Lonnie in Mississippi? One more time?
Nope.
Lonnie in Mississippi? All right. Sorry, Lonnie. If you want, you can call back. Maybe call us on Skype or something at lrn.fm in the remaining moments of the show.
Yeah, well, I don't know that he's not going to change. There's no way he's going to get on that in that amount of time. But
well, he did. He messaged me on Skype, but I'd rather have a conversation with him.
I gotcha. Yeah. So, you know, we're on 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, and that's a really cool thing about Free Talk Live. And honestly, we often get calls lined up at the end of the show for some reason.
Yeah.
If you call in earlier, you're much more likely to get on and with a shorter wait. A lot of people think that there's just a huge wait. But I'll tell you, we don't just sit here yakking for no reason at all. We're taking calls most of if the calls are there to take. And that's what Free Talk Live is about, and that's what we're trying to do. So, you know, there's oftentimes there's no call at all.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I think Lonnie wanted to talk about jury duty. He said he messaged on Skype. He said he tried to call, but he got disconnected. So, Lonnie, you can call back tomorrow night. Free Talk Live is actually on 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Most of the week, it's going to be Ian and Mark here with other co-hosts as well. And there's a lot of great co-hosts on Free Talk Live. but you're only going to hear this particular crew on Sunday nights. And actually, Mark, you're not going to be here next Sunday, right?
Something like that. It's coming
up soon.
Something
like that, yeah. So, anyway, thank you for tuning in tonight. What's that?
I think I'm going to be here next Sunday, but not the Sunday after.
Okay, well, if you're lucky, you might hear Mark next week. But if not,
no promises.
Check back at freetalklive.com for archives of this show and archives of all our shows. And it's been Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark. Check out, if you got some Bitcoins lying around, check out bitcoinstore.com.
All right, this has been Free Talk Live.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap, plus it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in, we'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.